You're not a My Little Pony coloring book, so do not be afraid to go outside the lines from time to time. Tune out the noise, turn up your heart. It's time to amplify everything that makes you awesome. Welcome back to the Wicked Fearless Podcast. I'm your host, Madison Ciccone, and this is your weekly dose of inspiration, how we did it stories, and of course, a lot of realness, helping you get out there and take action in your life. Dialing up those routines to find our courage, forge our path, and bravely step into all that you were created to be and everything you're becoming. Your higher self is calling, and you do not want to miss this. What's up, Wicked Fearless fam? I really am excited to kind of just give you what's coming up for me this week. But before we do, I have a selfish ask. And I know it takes a few seconds, but and I know it's kind of like putting jeans in a cart and clicking out of the Amazon cart 100 times or wanting to get the newest Free People dupe and you put it in the cart 100 times and then you click out of it. But please, pretty please, if you are a frequent flyer of this podcast and you listen to it and you share it with your friends, not only do I want to hear from you, like DM me, email me, find a way to get in touch with me, LinkedIn message me. I'm on there too, because I love to hear from you and what resonates from you. But the 2.0 to that is if you could leave a 5-star rating and even a little review or little comment in the, you know, root reviews, it doesn't even have to be too long. It could be a little sentence, whatever. It helps this podcast so much. One of my goals for this year is to get to 500 reviews. I know that seems wild, but I really think that we can do it, and I'm giving myself a little goal. So it would mean the most to me if you could help me achieve that. Okay. That said, did you like the My Little Pony reference? I actually said that in a class over the weekend, and it kind of shocked me because I was really just talking about creative and being creative. And I think that I hit a nail on the head over the weekend or just recently, because I've kind of been going on this creative outlet journey of my own. I've been reading Rick Rubin's book, which actually was suggested to me through my girlfriend Savannah in LA. Her handle is Sweat with Sav. Maybe you've heard of her before. She does a lot of online workouts and she's really awesome, just doing all the things. And I'm actually having her on the podcast. We recorded a few weeks ago, so you'll be hearing that soon. But she suggested Rick Rubin's book. So I've been reading this book, and it's all about kind of the creative mind and art and the artist's way. And, you know, there's a lot of these different books that I feel like a lot of coaches and confidants of mine have suggested to me over the last year or two. Judy Holler suggested Art of War, War of Art, I forget the name of it. I'm probably flubbing it right now. But it's all really about the artist and like for art's sake. For art's sake, which is really funny because when I went to art class when I was little, the art studio was actually called that, for art's sake. But to break that down a little bit, I feel like when we are in an outlet or doing something that makes us feel the most free, that's when we get the best divine downloads. And so I think a lot of times when people have asked me, like, how do you get these ideas or these divine downloads? Like, where do they drop down for you when you're teaching? And I think it's because what happens to my brain when I'm riding the bike, and I think why I've chased the high of Soul Cycle for all these years, is it's the closest thing to this blissful moment in sport where the world falls away. And for me, that really looks like, you know, when I used to get thrown up in cheerleading and I'd be in the basket toss and, you know, you can't think about the email that didn't go out or the test on Friday or whatever, or what someone said. You can only really think about that moment and how you move in that moment. Otherwise, you risk falling or getting hurt or hurting one of your stunt partners, etc. And this feeling of chasing this bliss in sport has been something I've chased forever. I mean, I was an athlete my whole life, athlete, musician. I was in the musicals. So there was always this kind of like adrenaline junkie meets this, I call it like the G-force moment where everything falls away. And I think of that with like when you hit basically, I guess, I don't know if it's zero G's. I don't really know the you know, physics of it, but where you get up in the air and you're kind of suspended there for a moment. I mean, I guess getting thrown up in the air in a basket toss is similar to being on the Tower of Terror, especially if you ever rode that when you were younger and you would like get thrown up and the bar would catch you and you'd be literally off the seat, you know, just like flying in the air. And I've chased those moments in my life, whether it was cheerleading or whether it was in musicals or performing for, you know, the talent shows or whatever it was, and doing the solo with the saxophone. I think about all these parts of my life where the creative outlet, I was so fully immersed in it. And because of that, the ability to kind of just like fall away from the rest of the world, that was when my best ideas would come through, my best performances would come through, where just you'd find the greatest version of you. You know, I talk so much about chasing this next best version of you. And I think for so long, I was so head down, blinders on this entrepreneurial journey, rightfully so, because it's been amazing. And I've been able to work with so many great, amazing people. I've had so many great opportunities. But I think there was a level where I was forgetting about the artistry of it and how sometimes the art is self-serving. And not everything you do has to be outwardly serving. Now, I work in a what I would consider a service-based industry in all the ways, whether it's coaching, speaking, working on the bike, coaching on the bike, coaching classes, coaching clients, speaking on stages, running workshops, wherever I am, there is a factor of that that's service-based, right? I'm doing that in hopes to change someone else's life. But I think there was a process in there where I kind of got lost in the sauce in my own sense of I wasn't really doing a lot of creative fun things for me. Now, one could be like, wait a minute, but isn't like SoulCycle your creative outlet where you find those things? Yes, but the difference here is it's also my job. So there's a little bit of gray area. But I've recently been on kind of like a journey with music and soul lately where I've just hit a pocket of really creating what I think are very artsy playlists, pulling from different eras and years and whatever it is. And I've been having a lot of fun with it. I think when you've been doing something for a really long time, you just kind of fall, it kind of ebbs and flows. And I found myself to be like kind of in a winter of it where I was a little bored. You know, I was bored with my music. I was bored with kind of like, I was just bored. When you've done something over and over again, repetitively so many times, you have to like spice it up or you got to get a new influx of creative energy. Otherwise, it just feels very stagnant. So I was feeling very stagnant for a while. And then I kind of just hit this stride where I was like, oh, okay. Like I'm really having fun with music again. And so lately I've been having some really great divine downloads in class where I don't even know where they come from. Like I said, they just come when I'm fully immersed in the moment and writing and working and coaching and running around the room and, you know, fixing people and running up to people and whispering things in their ears and dancing on their bikes or whatever it is that I'm doing. And that was one I had over the weekend was, you are not a My Little Pony coloring book. So it is okay to go outside the lines. And it really painted this picture for me in my head of like, if you give a coloring book to a child, right? They don't really know any better. You hand it to them and they might just start coloring. You know, they're coloring the corner, they're coloring outside the lines, they're coloring the horse a different color, they're coloring, you know, making people look crazy. You know, they're coloring all outside the lines. They're basically outside the lines more than they're in the lines, but that's just what they're doing because that's like, that's just the creative process. And they don't know any better because nothing from the outside world has kind of taught them otherwise. There's nothing like kind of like telling them that what they're doing is correct or incorrect. And now I was flash forwarding, if I were to take a coloring book and hand it to an adult now, there would have to be this whole perfectionism process of like, what color are we going to make this? How are we going to do this? Can't go outside the lines. It's like we put all these rules and measurements and parameters around these things that are supposed to bring us joy and bring us fun. And we're so afraid to get it wrong, or we're so afraid to get messy or fall outside the line or color outside the lines, like I said, that then we feel stifled in our own process. And this is where things like, you know, procrastination could come up and a lot of other just negative things in our life because we're so afraid to get it wrong and we're unable to show up messy or be imperfect at any moment of our lives. And that's not the artist's way, right? We're supposed to kind of throw shit at the wall, quite frankly, until something sticks. I know you've heard of that, but part of throwing shit at the wall, I think about Mia Thermopolis in Princess Diaries when they're, you know, throwing the darts at the wall and the paint explodes. part of that process is kind of like figuring out as you go, right? What works, what doesn't. Or, you know, in that paint scene, you're not really worried about what balloon color you hit because you're just going to make this kind of crazy mess of a painting, but it's going to be beautiful because it was the process of doing it that kind of was the feel-good factor while you were in it. And one thing I felt very deeply in my own business, and I know this has got to relate to somebody out there, is I love social media. We live in a socially charged media-based world, but I think in the back of our minds, we've lost a little bit of the creative process because we're so worried about what other people think about what we're doing at all times. And we're chasing the likes and we're chasing the dopamine high of somebody, you know, double tapping on what we're doing instead of doing something because it feels good in our body and chasing the things that make us feel free, like that basket toss moment, that basket toss bliss. I mean, maybe that's just something to chase in general. I know for me, that was a high of high, but it came from, it didn't matter what anybody else thought. I wasn't concerned about anybody else. I was just concerned about my process and the way it felt to me. And did it allow me to be creative? And did it allow me to think outside the lines? And did it allow me to kind of find the space to figure out my true north or my why or the things that matter or the things that feel good or the things that don't feel good instead of being so wrapped up in every single moment about what it means to someone else or what it looks like to someone else or if someone else is going to like it. And that was really the message this weekend. Where am I clinging so tightly to other people's expectations or what people think I should be doing or finding worth in other people's opinions? I mean, that is something tale as old as time, at least I've heard that over the last few years. Like, other people's opinions are really none of your business. And yet it feels a lot like in the world we're living in that we are quite honestly living our lives for other people instead of for ourselves and finding these bliss moments where the world falls away and we feel like we can be totally immersed in the moment. And then through that, we get these great downloads of like, you know, I like this, or I feel this, or I want this, or I'm going to do this. And that's where it comes. It's like clearing out your mind of the clutter so that you can actually find the space for things to land. And I've talked about this a few times of like closing your eyes and imagining, you know, one of those crazy scenes in an action movie where they're trying to like run away from, you know, the bad guys or whatever it is at the time. I can think of a few different movies like Indiana Jones. I think there's also a scene in like Jurassic World or something. I mean, there's so many. It's a quintessential type of runaway scene where you're on a plane and the plane's on the runway and the bad guys are behind you and you're having to literally throw things off the plane in order for it to take flight because maybe it's too heavier, I don't know, whatever the scenario is in the movies, right? And that's kind of like our brains. Like you have to clear out all the clutter. I literally think of, you know, Mission Impossible, whatever, like pushing those crates of God knows what out of the plane so that it gets lighter and then it can actually take off. Like, how do we expect our dreams and the things we desire and our creative process and everything else to take off if we're constantly bogged down by bullshit and what everybody else thinks and what's it going to look like to so-and-so. And we're running that script in our head on loop like hamster wheel. It's not going to work. And I don't know about you, but for me, it's always been in movement because that's where the world falls away. And I have to focus in the moment on the discipline of what I'm doing if it's challenging and also just be totally fully immersed in it. I can't think about anything else except the moment at hand. And I think back to one of my favorite quotes, like your presence is your power. And my power comes when I can be fully present because that's where I get those divine downloads or those creative kind of musings or all the good things and exciting things I feel like usually come from those moments. So my challenge for you this week is going to be, where do you go to find those things? Where do you go to feel the most free? And what does that look like actually? think about it? What does it feel like? Do you find yourself running down a beach? Are you cycling? Are you rollerblading? Are you doing pottery? Are you painting? Are you knitting? Like, I think of your hands moving a lot. Again, it's a very movement-based thing. Where do you go to kind of clear out the clutter so that you can maybe delve deeper into your own creative process of what actually makes you really excited and happy, and you're not living just for everybody else and all their opinions, whatever that might be? I mentioned reading The Creative Act by Rick Rubin, so I want to leave you with one of my favorite lines I've heard so far in the book, and that is, success occurs in the privacy of the soul. If we second guess our inner knowing to attempt to predict what others may like, our best work may never appear. Thinking about some of the playlists I've curated this week, I wasn't thinking about the ridership. And though from a business standpoint, that's not exactly the way I always run my classes, but I find that my favorite classes come from when I am in the artistry of the music, and I'm literally doing it because I'm so in love with the sounds and the movement and the way one goes into another and blending things together. It's like I'm so fully immersed in the creative art aspect of it, and I'm so excited about it. And those are the classes that somehow, no matter what I'm playing, even if it might not be someone's favorite genre per se, I feel like those classes always pop off in a different way, because it's like my own excitement and my own soul is shining through, and somehow that kind of just spills out into others, and they almost feel exactly what I felt, and it reverberated through the messaging of the work from me to them in a way. And that's something really cool. And now maybe it's not, like I said, playlisting or soul cycle, whatever it is for you, but what is your creative outlet where you get to just be fully free? Your unbridled spirit comes through. And that is where you can really start to figure out, what does this best version of me actually look like? And I guarantee it's probably going to come through movement and creativity. So yeah, that's what's coming up for me today. As always, what's personal is universal. So I really hope that there was something in there that you could take away and really think about, chew on for the rest of the week. And hopefully it inspires you to go do something you haven't done in a while. Maybe you go take a ballet class. I know that's on my list of things to do. Take another dance class. I really want to take an art class. I went home to Rhode Island and I dug out my flute from like the bottom of my bed somewhere. It was really scary under there. Just things like that, that are going to just expand your soul a little bit more to get outside the box, color outside the lines. Remember, you are not a My Little Pony coloring book. You are a creative soul. So get out there and create. Until next week, may you always be joyful, loving, and above all else, fearless.